Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden's unannounced and surprising visit today to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, came just 4 days before the first anniversary of Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a joint address outside St. Michael's Cathedral in central Kyiv, and Biden had this message for Ukrainians.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Let's bring in retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, the communications coordinator for the National Security Council. Admiral John, we know the U.S. flagged the Kremlin that this secret trip was going to happen, but we're also reading in Time that the Pentagon and the Secret Service opposed the trip. Can you tell us more about that debate?
Well, I certainly wouldn't get into interagency discussions that we would have going into a trip of this magnitude and this historic significance. What I can tell you is that the president heard all views and was presented with a very carefully laid out movement plan that addressed the risks as best as we could. You can never buy down risk to zero, but certainly he felt comfortable that enough precautions and security procedures were put in place to mitigate that risk, to make this trip possible, and he was very, very glad and honored to do it.
Yeah. Well, there was something like an 8 or 10 hour train trip from Poland. Air raid sirens went off at one point during President Biden's visit. Was your heart in your throat? You're saying you felt confident in the planning, but, you know, what does that mean? Do you say to the Kremlin, you'd better not do anything, or how does that work?
Right. Well, I mean, being confident in your planning doesn't mean that that you aren't still monitoring it as close as you can in execution, because it was certainly there was risk here in a president of the United States visiting a country at war after a year of war here. I think it's unprecedented. It had never been done before, certainly not not with the stakes as high as they are, and with Mr. Putin continuing to strike Kyiv with cruise missiles and Iranian drones. So, yes, we were all watching this closely and monitoring as best we can. Again, terrific day, terrific visit. Really important for the president to go for himself 1 year into this war to try to make sure he made it clear to President Zelensky, to the Ukrainian people, to people around the world, including here in America, that the United States is going to continue to stand with Ukraine. We have to do that. So much is at stake, let alone the lives and livelihoods of Ukrainians, but the idea of sovereignty and independence itself.
Yeah. Well, Ukrainians obviously spoke out afterwards, said how much they appreciated it. Biden announced the U.S. will provide $500 million in new aid for Ukraine. As you well know, right, a small amount of Republicans in Congress are criticizing Biden for not having a clear plan to end the conflict. Some are citing Ukraine fatigue. But even analysts, 100% supporting Ukraine, are saying it may be time for the U.S. to encourage Zelensky to accept a partial victory, allow Russia to have Crimea and the Donbas region. Russia has more troops to sacrifice, as they seem willing to do, and it's not their home they're destroying. Was this visit possibly also a way to show support for Ukraine ahead of maybe that hard conversation?
It was certainly about showing support for Ukraine in the dangerous times that they're in right now. And we expect that in the weeks and months ahead that Russia will try to go back on the offensive, which is why we're not wasting any time. We're training battalions of Ukrainian soldiers outside of the country in something we call combined arms maneuver. And as a part of that, we're giving them, and our so many other allies and partners are giving them, the armored vehicles and the air defense capabilities that they will need to conduct combined arms maneuver here as the weather improves. Now, look, President Zelensky has put forward a peace proposal that our team is working with his team on to see how we can operationalize that, how we can move that forward in various different international fora. And we're going to do that. We are absolutely committed to seeing this war end. And, you know, quite frankly, it could end today if Mr. Putin would just do the right thing and pull his troops out. Now, obviously, he shows no signs of that. But President Zelensky has put forward a peace proposal for what he calls a just peace we think that that's a worthy endeavor, and we're willing to work with him on that.
We just have a few seconds here, but with the anniversary coming up, are you also reminded that President Biden was one of the first world leaders to warn that Russia was going to invade?
That's right. We tried to stay ahead of that, and we'll continue to try to stay ahead of propaganda and information that the Russians are putting out to call it like we see it.
Retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, Communications Coordinator for the National Security Council, after President Biden's unannounced and very surprising trip to Kyiv today. John, thank you.
Thank you.